Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So I got a question for you. Do you have a brand? Well, sure you do. Does your product have brands? Yes. Everything has a brand in one way, shape, or form. And I've got several brands. Actually, I'm a speaker and a trainer, and my brand is that when I get up on stage or when I'm doing webinars or podcasts or whatever it is, I always try to deliver high-paced, high-quality, actionable information. And when I'm done with each one of my presentations, I usually end it with this. I ask my audience, did you learn something today? And I always get the same response, a resounding yes. Woo! They loved it. They learned something. They got a takeaway that made the time valuable to them. So I have other brands as well. I mean, I've got products that I sell, and I'm also an author of a book called It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. Well, bacon has kind of taken on its own world as a brand for me. As a matter of fact, people over Thanksgiving were constantly posting pictures of a bacon-wrapped turkey. I must have gotten 50 of them. And it's a brand. It's memorable. It makes people think of you. So do you have something that is your brand that makes you memorable, top of mind with your potential audience? So what is a brand? Well, Wikipedia defines a brand as a name, a term, design, symbol, or any other feature that identifies one seller's product distinct from those of other sellers. I think the key thing here to talk about is distinct, all right? So what it has is both tangible and intangible qualities. Think about the biggest brands in the world: Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Mercedes. They all conjure up visions in your mind that are emotionally charged. You may love or hate McDonald's, you know, it depends. But the intangible side is a whole bunch of other things: price, quality, integrity, professionalism, trustworthy. It's really up to you to define what that is. So how do you make a perfect brand? Well, what you do is you start out defining what your target customers' needs and wants are, and then try to match that. So your brand is much more than just an image. It's an essence. So is your brand that you've defined clear on your logo? Is it part of your website? Does your website reflect what brand image you're trying to get across to your audience? Does the text that you write build upon that brand, or is it going off in 4,000 different directions? So it has to be clear and concise that everything is working together. Your logo, your website, and your text. And it expands way beyond that. It goes into your email, into anything else that you do. Is your email marketing clear and concise, just like your website? Is your logo, is your text, is the headline, all of the pieces of the puzzle that you're sending out, the number of times that you do it, is it working for your audience? How about other marketing materials that you use? Print, business cards, your car. On the back of my car, I have a license plate that says Bacon. Everybody knows whose car that is. But that's part of the brand. That's part of the essence that you try to get across. And the reason I put that on there is because I go to a lot of networking meetings and people pull up and they're looking at the license plates and they see the Bacon and all of a sudden they know, hey, Brian's here. That's part of the brand essence. It makes you accessible. It makes you somebody that they want to talk to. And it goes the same for your products and services. So it's not only reflected on your online marketing, but it's also reflected in your face-to-face marketing. It's part of your reputation, and it can also be part of the way that people communicate with you through emails and testimonials and all those kind of things that help you build your brand, that turn people into your brand managers, your advocates, your tribe. So that's the thing. Can your people easily express your brand so that other people get it? If they can, then you're on the right track. So who is your brand for? Well, simply stated, your brand is for your audience. It's the people that you're trying to communicate these messages to. How do you know if a brand is good or right or working for you? Well, that's pretty simple. Ask your audience. Ask people who know, like, and trust you. If you were to describe me, my product, my service, or whatever it is, and its brand essence, how would you describe that? And then sit back and listen. Take notes. And get a sense of what they say. Then go back and use that to better define your brand so that the next time you ask them that question, it's on target with what you're trying to express with your brand. So what defines a strong brand? Well, first and foremost, it has to resonate with your target audience. It has to be something that is super, super clear to them. What I want people to know about me is that I provide quality training that is going to help them become better business people and make more money. That's the ultimate goal. I'm not here to sell them anything. I am here to make their lives better. Does your product or service or brand do that? It also has to cut above the noise and the chatter, because Lord knows there's a lot of noise out there. Just open up Twitter and hit refresh a few times. You get the picture. It has to have a clear benefit to the customer. Like I said in mine, my brand is about helping people be more successful. I am trying to help them make more money. If I do that, then they love my brand because it's a tool for them. It's something that is going to help them grow their business. You never just want to be an expense. You want to be an asset. And then finally, does it stand out on all communications? That means, is your brand, when somebody sees it, when they see your logo, when they see your name, when they see your product, is it transponding across everything? Visual, tactile, audio, print, logo, website, email, whatever it is. Is it clear everywhere? That's what makes an effective brand. So what I want you to think about is, when we're creating a website, when we're creating our online tools, are you looking at it from your audience's eyes? Is it super, super clear what you do? Is it even clearer what you want them to do? And ultimately, is it crystal, crystal clear that you're providing something that is going to solve their pain or give them pleasure? That's up to you. You know, I've spent years changing, developing, modifying my brand so that it resonates with people, and you have to do the same thing. A brand is a living, breathing thing that you have to constantly evolve, refine. It's not just a 30-second elevator speech. It is the essence of what you're trying to get across to any potential client or customer.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.